our camel, the Washington meetings. From the IMF meetings, the IMF acknowledged and is encouraged by the current economic measures and reform programs currently pursued by the Trigono through the Minister of Finance and Planning and the Bank of South Sudan. The IMF is committed to continue providing technical assistance to enable the Ministry of Finance and Planning and the Bank of South Sudan deliver their economic reform and revitalization agenda. On the note, the IMF South Sudan Country Program Team will organize a meeting for the Ministry of Finance and the Bank of South Sudan official to support budget making processes targeting 2017-2018 financial year. The Minister of Finance and Planning requested for the commencement of the IMF Staff Monetary Program, SMP, in South Sudan to help the Minister of Finance deliver on its reform agenda. The IMF team acknowledged that the steps taken so far by the ministry are in line with the IMF SMP contents, and therefore this request will be shared with the IMF board and a response will be provided to the Ministry of Finance and Planning. The Trigono will continue to make a necessary effort to enable the IMF South Sudan mission team full return to Juba. South Sudan to continue providing technical support to the Ministry of Finance and the Bank of South Sudan. The Ministry of Finance and Planning and the Bank of South Sudan will make a necessary consultation with the Trigono leadership and coordinate with the relevant government institutions to address any issues raised by the fund during the spring meetings for the betterment of future cooperation. From the World Bank meetings, as a part of its emergency and life-saving program, the World Bank has already provided $40 million for emergency health response programs in the former Upper Nile and Jonglei states. The implementation of this program is currently being done through relevant emergency response and aid agencies in very close coordination with the Minister of Health and other relevant government institutions. In response to the famine recently declared in some part of the country, the World Bank has also earmarked $50 million for emergency food and nutrition programs. The Minister of Finance and Planning and the World Bank South Sudan country team are working closely to finalize this grant immediately. On the development front, the World Bank has indicated its willingness to reactivate their portion of funding of Juba to Urid-Kapoita Nadepal Road. The Trigono, through the Minister of Finance Planning and the Minister of Roads, have already started contacting the partners that promised funding for the same stretch of road, such as the China Exim Bank, African Development Bank. To that effect, the Minister of Finance and Planning and the Minister of Roads will soon send a senior team to China to finalize the agreement with the China Exim Bank and to start Juba to Urid-Kapoita Nadepal Road as soon as possible.